Hey Bubblies, it's Jen, and I'm back in the pod basement. I'm back in front of the television, and I'm ready to do episode 2 of The Last of Us, watch-react kind of thing, all edited down for time and content and licensing and all of that super fun stuff. So, I'm going to go ahead and hit play on episode 2, which I don't have the title. I'll have to get that. Similar to the first episode that I did the watch and react to, I'm going to watch it, trim it down, but the audio will include pretty much just me reacting to whatever insane shit is happening on screen. So I'm going to go through the previously on part, and I'm sure they're going to have to replay the very traumatic, incredibly heartbreaking, made me ugly cry sob on mic, which had been all edited out, and because it was really gross sounding. Y'all didn't want to hear that, trust me. Yeah, so I'm sure they're going to show that scene again, because TV shows like to do that. Just keep replaying like a traumatic death of a beloved character or an instant fan favorite, no matter how long they'd been on screen. And just keep throwing it back in your face with every previously on. Anyway, here we go. Last of Us, episode 2, titled Infected. Oh, here we go. No. Why am I? No. Oh, yeah, when Mando beat the shit out of that guard, he had the pill deal with. Joel. Character name, not Mando. Indonesia, September 24th, 2003. Is where this episode starts. Oh, look at everyone's having a nice time sitting around eating and smoking. It was a different time. Different country. Oh, she's a professor of mycology. Trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. Oh, she's making an incision in the alley mark. Ah! Oh, what the fuck? She's going in the mouth. Oh, that just makes me want to gag. Oh my god, and they're still wiggly. Oh fuck. Oh. That was super fucking gross. Ew. Oh, she is scared. Nervous. They brought her in to help keep it from spreading, but I bet it's too late. There is no medicine. There is no vaccine. Yep. Bomb. Start bombing. Holy shit, just start bombing. Bomb the city, oh my god. Oh shit. General does not... That answer scared him. And is upsetting her. And you know what? Me as well. I really like the intro. The music has kind of like a Sherlock-y vibe to it. Just like the tone and kind of the feel. Definitely not the opening sequence bit. That is definitely not Sherlock-y. But it's beautiful and gross. So that's an achievement. Always reluctant at first. Well, that looks like a pretty good sandwich. Yeah, is that chicken? I do kind of love it when nature starts taking over. Very cool looking, I admit. I agree. Definitely different in the daylight.
It was just you and Anna, right?
Yeah.
Nope. She's lying. Side note, I love seeing Tessa's gray streaks in her hair. I love it. Personal note, trying to leave the grays alone. Not dying or anything. Hair's been free of hair dye for a couple of years now. And I like my grays. Bye.
Ah.
Oh, loving this reluctant father protector daughter vibe they got going on right now.
So gross. Not bad.
Try climbing some freaking force with our knees. See how you feel.
It'll happen to you. Bad knees will happen to you. He's so sick of her shit already. It's so great. Uh-oh. She doesn't look like she has good news. Tess coming in with the truths. Oh my god, just silent. Just silent. Oh god. So we're gonna meet a monster. Oh, I'm so tense. Oh, I'm so nervous. Oh, when she stepped on that hand and it made a loud crunch, I totally jumped. Mm-mm. Oh, what the fuck is that? Oh. Snarling, clicking? What the fuck? Oh, oh my god! Oh! Ah! Oh no! Oh my fuck! Oh Jesus Christ! Those things are fucking ugly! Fuck. Oh, fuck. All right in the ear. Holy shit. Oh, shit. So she got bit again? That was scary. Oh, Jesus, Tess. Climbing a ladder with a sprained ankle? Ow. What a fucking badass. I don't know if charging inside's a good idea. Oh, shit. She's infected. God damn it, that happened a lot faster than I was expecting. Oh! Oops, right? Oh. Uh-uh. Oh, so gross. Tess gonna go out like a fucking badass is what she's doing. Keep a couple of the grenades. Oh no. The whole lighter not lighting thing. Oh god. Oh. Ew. Oh god. Oh, so fucking gross. Light that shit! Oh, that was good and proper gross. All right, so I just finished my watch, obviously, of episode 2 of The Last of Us, and holy shit, this fucking show is amazing. So I like how it starts where we get a little bit of the flashback kind of around the time the outbreak starts and kind of seems to fill in these gaps and tells us what happens. Hopefully we get a full kind of explanation. We know that in Indonesia, a woman was bit and they haven't found the person that bit her. There are like 14 people that were missing from the plant where she was working, so possibly infected as well, likely infected. And that's when the professor of the mycology says that they just need to bomb everything. And then we get back to the present day in the series, and they're in the city and everything, and we see the big hole from the bomb, and it's just, I love how it just kind of sets all of that up and kind of leads, just really, really telling the story, setting everything up very well. It's got the suspense, the make Jen scream and cry factors, and just amazing. These monsters are like nothing I've ever seen before from like a zombie show, and I love it. I love this different twist, this different kind of take on it, that it's a fungus and not airborne or like we've kind of seen in the past. And the fact that the fungus also lives underground and it's all kind of connected like hive mind style and can all communicate and then like wake up a set of these fungi'd, zombied people from like miles away. And they're fast. And I fucking hate fast zombies. And they are terrifying and disgusting looking. And it's so great to watch. A couple of other notes that I had while watching that I didn't get a chance to like verbalize because I was like very much kind of into what was happening. So I scribbled some shit down real quick. Let's see. So we're kind of seeing that Joel doesn't really have a lot of like hope for the future, and we see that Tess does. She definitely comes across as more hopeful than Joel, and so right away I'm just kind of like, all right, so that's gonna start rubbing off on Joel. She's very hopeful. This does not give me hope for the character, so we're probably gonna lose her at some point. I just wasn't expecting it to happen in this episode. I don't know why. I've watched TV before. I fucking should know better. The second I'm just like, damn, I really like this character, bam, they're ripped from my life and my heart. And we also see that with Ellie, she's very much like a smartass. She hasn't lived. She was born into this. And so this is all she knows. And I find that kind of like, in my mind, I'm kind of comparing it to this, you know, these Gen Zs or whatever you want to call them, this younger generation that growing up, all they know are active shooter drills in school. Like, you know, we didn't have that. I didn't have that. My husband didn't have that. I can't imagine what that's like. And I know it's not exactly the same, but just kind of this idea that society has gotten to a point where people are kind of, kids are being born into shitty situations, basically shitty societal situations, because we're not able to do what we can to stop these shitty things from fucking happening. So I'm kind of rambling a little bit, and I don't want to stray too far from my point where I forget, but hopefully you kind of understand where I'm seeing this, these kind of parallels, as loose and weak as they may be. But that doesn't stop Ellie from kind of seeing the beauty in these small moments, seeing this dilapidated, destroyed city with wildlife starting to overtake all these rundown, ruined buildings and everything. and kind of taking that moment and being like, God, you know, this, it is kind of cool looking, or this is a really awesome view despite all the hundreds of zombies and everything coming at us. So that kind of got me thinking too, that like, all right, so she's going to start maybe rubbing off on Joel as well. And so we're going to see this kind of, that kind of growth in Joel throughout the rest of the season, which I'm all in. So I also kind of noticed, and I noticed it a little bit when I was watching the first episode, but really, really this time, the way the fungus looks once it's, like the way it was kind of sprawled up on the building and how it spread out, very much kind of reminds me of images of like the Tree of Life and how some people have kind of related that to what the placenta looks like. But then also like ginkgo leaves. So that's kind of like maybe a weird top three, but that's where I'm, that this is, that's what I'm seeing in these, in the sprawling fungus crawling up the buildings and being all gross and nasty. So, all right. Well, so Tess is gone. And I just, like I said, I wasn't expecting to lose her so quickly in the series. Again, that kind of makes me feel like a TV noob, but I don't know what to say. I've gotten zero fucking defense for that. But yeah, so Tess is gone, and now Joel and Ellie are on their way to go see, I missed the character's name, but this is where Nick Offerman enters the picture. And from what I've seen on screenshots and everything of this next episode, so I'm pretty excited to see where this goes, although I kind of feel like this one's going to hurt, like emotionally again. Like episode one destroyed us emotionally. Episode two scared the shit out of us. Episode three, I think maybe is going to go back to emotionally destroying us and maybe scaring the shit out of us a little bit. But I think it's going to be more of the emotional destruction. So that's going to do it for me today. Thank you all so much for listening and being interested in what my reactions are to this amazing series that I'm really, really enjoying. So I'm going to go ahead, end this episode, get started on episode three, and have that out for all you lovely bubblies as soon as I can. So until then, thanks for listening and keep streaming. Bye.